Behind the Chair on Talk About in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, the lovely Emma is back and we're delighted to have her. How are you, Emma?
I'm great, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm good. When was it that you took a break from us? Is it about over a year ago?
It's actually nearly two.
Is it nearly two years ago?
I'd say just over 2 years, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of the end. It was around a September or October, so that would have been probably 2 years just gone.
Yeah. And you took a break. Your health wasn't great at the time. You were kind of burnt out, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose we spoke about that last year when you brought me on. So it's actually nearly roughly a year ago since we actually had that discussion when my story broke about my health. So yeah, it's just take time out like we all have to do and figure it all out. But look, I'm back bigger and stronger now, so it's great.
Ah, fantastic. Yeah. And you're back with your own salon as well.
Yeah. So I suppose for me, I was very grateful for the last 2 years. I was renting a chair in a salon. And I just decided that it kind of all clicked a couple of months ago that I was had the fire back in my belly and I was felt like it was the time to put myself back out there, you know, and shine again like I had shone before, I suppose, the health came against me. So, yeah, I just decided to get the ball rolling and here I am again, yeah.
Here you are again. And, like, has hairdressing changed much in the last few years? Because I remember talking to you and indeed talking to other hairdressers about how hard it was to get staff.
Yeah. It's still kind of the same, to be honest. You can actually see... You can see the change in salons now that majority of salons are actually going self-employed. So people are now just renting chairs in salons. You know, I suppose due to the fact of the lack of employment, you know, now... Don't get me wrong, there's still salons here in Tralee that have employment. But everyone is liking the whole idea of going self-employed and just being able to do their own thing, you know. So
yeah,
it's just, kind of the way forward at the moment.
Yeah, just working for themselves and only themselves rather than taking people on.
Exactly, and they're choosing their own hours, you know, whether they want to work 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week or even 7 days a week. It's just giving everyone their own opportunity. And I suppose, look, we've had such increases with costs down through the years. You know, this year the pension was included, we had a minimum wage increase, so like that, even those two small things have such an effect on a business. So you have to make sure that the business is coming through the door so that you can pay those bills. And I suppose, look, when the opportunities are there and salons are big enough that they have enough of chairs to, you know, rent out, it's a great opportunity in one sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about the new salon. I know you're on Instagram and TikTok as well.
Instagram and Facebook. Yeah.
And I've seen the pictures and it looks lovely.
Yeah, I know, it's fab, all right. It's my cosy corner, as I like to call it, to be honest. It just has that real sense of warmth of a vibe. And like one client described it there about 2 weeks ago, she says, I feel like the building is going to give me a hug, Emma. So even just to hear that warmth coming from clients, you know you've done something right. But yeah, I know we're flying. Niamh, my girl that is on the apprenticeship programme, she's with me still, and we're just loving life up there, to be honest.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah,
that's
it
fantastic.
Is.
A whole new chapter for you now.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
When did you reopen?
The 7th of January.
Yeah,
so it's been fairly mental now since we opened. All right, we didn't expect the feedback, I suppose, when we first put it up on Instagram, and just the love and support from all over, not just in Kerry, but you know, people reaching out with private messages and text messages, and you know, just wishing me all the best and glad to see me back. And yeah, so it's nice. And I suppose, do you know what, it settles you, I think, when you start seeing those kind of messages coming in that, you know, you've done the right thing and you've trusted your gut.
Yeah, absolutely. Emma, we've got questions for you already, actually, which is lovely to see. But we might start you. You're going to talk to me about new products that are on the market.
Well,
at the
they're not really new, but they're one of the brands that I have reintroduced into... where I am now, just for the fact that there's just, you know, people, there's certain things, and they were kind of, we had put it up on Instagram as well there a week or two ago, just about their like my favourite products, I suppose, really. And they're my top picks for the month of February. So I suppose starting off, we have one, it's known as the Dream Filter. So the Dream Filter is something that a lot of clients I suppose, could use really. So something that we see a lot of is people complaining of like hard water. So there's buildup of minerals on the hair, you know, and the hair could be getting dull. So what this does is it's like a pre-shampoo treatment, I'm going to call it. So it's just a spray that you apply on to the hair before you wash it. You leave it on for a good 5, 6, 7 minutes. Up to yourself, and you literally just rinse it out and then you continue on with your shampooing and your conditioning. What this will do is actually remove any mineral buildup on the hair. It's also fantastic for hair extensions, which a lot of people don't realise that you can use it on them, especially, you know, if you go away to the sun and even on blondes that you find are getting very brassy looking and things. It's actually a game changer for people with blonde hair. But like that, look, the way our water is in Kerry, there is certain areas that, you know, you'd have the copper and the iron build up. It's definitely a great one before you're going to salons to get your colour done, so that the colour isn't grabbing to it, or, you know, that you find that the colour is fading too much. It just means that something is grabbing on the outside and you're creating that fade immediately. So that's kind of the one that we would always suggest.
And what's it called?
So it's called Dream Filter. Yeah, so it's by the company called Colour Wow. So, yeah, so like it's just... Another one as well with it is that if someone is finding they're just not getting that shine in their hair and their hair just is feeling dull and looking dull, I suppose, in the mirror, this is a great thing that anyone could use, really. But like that, I would always kind of push it on my extension clients and my blonde clients, because they're the ones that kind of see the most difference. Whereas with any brunettes, it's definitely a game changer with them too. I would use it myself. I'd use it maybe once every 2 weeks or once a week, depending on my mood, really, I suppose.
And at what point of the process does it go on?
So it goes on actually before you wash your hair. So that's what I was saying there. Oh. So you spray it, so you'd saturate the hair in it. So you just section it off. It's kind of just like a water spray for all the world. It's the only way I can describe it, the way it comes out. You just spritz it on, you leave it set on the hair for 5 or 6 minutes, and you just go into the shower, rinse it off the hair, and then you start with your shampoos and conditioners.
Okay, so that's Dream Filter by Colour Wow.
Yeah.
So what's your second product tip?
So my second one is Raise the Root. So we're actually going to stick with all Colour Wow products today.
Raise the what?
Raise the Root.
The Root, okay, yeah. Not the roof.
No, the Root.
Raise the Root, right.
So this, I find, is it's a very lightweight root spray. It will give long-lasting body without that crunchiness and that stickiness. You know that some root boosters can actually give hair when you're trying to get volume in the hair. You know, mousses themselves can be quite hard when you're trying to blow dry it through. This is effortless on the hair, and your hair feels very light after it as well. So that is definitely one that I would be recommending for anyone that has fine or flat hair. Someone that finds that their blow dry might drop very quickly, something great that you can straight into the hair after shampoo and conditioning, apply it onto the root area and proceed then with your blow drying. So that's another one. Or anyone that actually just wants a natural lift in their hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Raise the Root, also by Colour Wow. And what's the third one?
So the third one then is, it's called Speed Dry. So Speed Dry is my game changer, to be honest. So if someone has thick or long hair and they're finding that drying time is just taking too long, this actually eliminates 30% of your blow drying time. So the way it works, it's like a water spray as well. It's the only way I can describe it, just for the listeners. You spray it on the hair when it's wet and you literally just dry it into the hair. But what it's doing is actually wrapping around the cuticle, so it's absorbing that moisture. So when I say moisture, you know the way some hair can actually hold on to a lot of water? So this actually grabs onto that and it removes it out of it. So even there, it's been a big seller for us in the salon. I always use it even on myself. I just find that it just lessens the time that you're going to put heat on your hair. It also has like a protectant built into it as well, which is great. And that's what we do need now, because we do find that people are over processing with hair dryers and straighteners and all this. So this is actually going to eliminate that time that a person is actually putting heat on their hair as well.
Okay, so again, that's by Colour Wow Speed Dry,
yeah. So, like that, as we said, it's something that you'd use once your hair is shampooed and conditioned and towel dried. You just apply it in, comb it through, and start drying immediately.
Brilliant. Yeah. So are those are the three. Is there a fourth one or just
no,
those
just
three?
The three this month. So that's something that I will be looking at every month, is just picking three products that we will talk about, and I will also have it always on my social media pages as well.
Perfect. Are you ready for some questions?
Go on, throw them at me.
We'll start with this text from a listener who says, would Emma have any tips to help thinning hair in an older lady?
Yeah, so I suppose this is something that we, I think even going back to the last time I was on with you, this seems to be the issue that's coming up a lot. So there is so many things out there now that we can actually make the hair look fuller, like we're talking about products there. There's shampoos. Now, the shampoos are really only preventative so that we're not creating any hair loss. And thinning is just a natural thing that happens with age, unfortunately. But if you wanted to use, say, like, the root, raise the root that we were talking about there, volumizing shampoos, you know, anything just to give it that fuller look is definitely the way to go. Now, there is other, as I said, there's shampoos there that, you know, that we could prevent any more shedding of hair, that we can try and give it a bit of a boost. So there's a couple of different brands that are there. But I'm going to say it, and I'll probably say it for the rest of the time that I'm on with you today, Deirdre, but people can reach out to me and we can go through it and we can book them in for a consultation about products. But yeah, there's definitely, I suppose I'd have to visually see the client, because I don't know, is it just the fact that it's just a natural shed, or is there something else going on? You know, so I can't really give an exact answer to that, but there is so many options out there.
Yeah, and it's important for them to know that there are options.
Absolutely.
You just 100%. Have to explore them. A not dissimilar question next from a female listener in her 70s who has a receding hairline along with very light hair, which is unmanageable. And she's looking for advice on shampoos.
Yeah, so I suppose, look, it's kind of similar to this as well, to the last question. There is preventative shampoos out there. There is, you know, you have the Semigelino range, you have Actinaker range, you have the Keemin range. We've spoke about it before on the programme, Deirdre. You know, we do oxygen therapy treatments, you know, just to try and help the hair along, you know, something that would work from in underneath the surface and works its way out. Then we have volumizing shampoos. We have like density hair shampoos and conditioners. There is so much there, but I will give my number at the end and people can write it down and give me a shout that we can actually talk through things over the phone, or if people want to book in with it.
Yeah, very good. Texter says, Emma, I have extremely sensitive skin. I've developed an allergic reaction to hyaluronic acid. Can you recommend a shampoo and conditioner that doesn't contain these? Or this hyaluronic acid?
Yeah, it's actually quite a common thing that is in shampoos and conditioners. Do you know what? That is something I need to come back on. Okay. But I'm just going to double check, because there is one range that I do sell, and I think they don't have it in it, but let me double check that.
You can check that during
the
ad break.
Or if
you can't get it during the ad break, we can come back and announce it on tomorrow's programme or whatever. Listener says, what would Emma recommend as the best shampoo / conditioner to clear seborrheic dermatitis? Am I saying that right? On the scalp.
Okay, so normally with something like that, we would treat it with like a sensitive shampoo, just for the fact that there is an inflammation there. And when there is dermatitis, it's the same as psoriasis. We have to treat it with sensitivity. So what we would be suggesting is we would have a look on our scalp camera at that. There is gel treatments, there's oxygen treatments, we have cooling serums. You know, we've a wide range, so we would have to see the severity of it on the scalp at the time before we could actually suggest what would be the home care plan of it. But definitely there is so much there in that whole scalp range now from different brands, and I suppose I have favourites of everything. But it's definitely not each head is the same, so each person is individual, so what I could recommend for you might be different for me. So this is where like consultations are quite important, and the likes of the scalp camera is very important as well, so that we can actually visualise everything and talk through the history with the client as well, see how long the problem is going on, what do they find irritates it more or less, you know, and that's where then we can look at shampoos and conditioners then to support that problem.
Very good. We'll take a break, Emma. And just to remind listeners, if you want to ask Emma anything at all to do with hair, maybe you're thinking about a new hairstyle and you want advice on it. Maybe it's hair products, maybe it's hair tools, whatever it is. Emma will do her very best to answer your questions. So that's Emma Quirk with us for another little while to answer your queries. Text us through to 083 300 3300, or phone Mary, who's taking the calls this afternoon, on 066 712 3666.
Behind the Chair on Talk About, in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, Emma, a listener was on just before the break there asking about shampoos and conditioners that don't have hyaluronic acid. You found one.
I found one, but I am going to keep searching, but I wanted to be able to have an answer by the time we came back. So Mugu is the brand. I know you can buy it in local pharmacies and stuff. It seems to be the most natural one. Now, I'm all for talking about shop-bought stuff I don't agree with, but I do know that I have clients that use this and they do find it quite good. That doesn't seem to have the hyaluronic acid in it, but leave it with me though, and even next time I'm on, I can come back to with you, Deirdre, as well, and hopefully I'll be able to find something within our own ranges.
Very good. Now, we've a listener who says she's in her 70s, in good health, but is experiencing thinning hair, especially around her forehead and crown area. Could Emma recommend any products that might help? Kind of answered that already.
No, there's definitely so much out there, and there is preventatives there. Like, we can't ever stop the natural shedding, you know? And like I always say, age is a big thing with it as well, and things start to slow down and things get finer, you know, so unfortunately that is an issue. But like that, there is definitely loads of shampoos and conditioners out there, like we spoke about.
You used to have a fantastic machine for analysing.
Yeah, the Octane Therapy,
still have
the camera as well for the analysis of it all, and we still use that, the Octane treatment, like nearly every day, to be honest. It's still as popular as ever.
And that's for people who are losing hair.
Yeah, so we have it for hair loss, psoriasis, dermatitis, be someone that has a really bad build-up on the scalp, you know, anyone going through menopause. And then we have gel treatments as well. So there is just so much out there now.
Yeah, so the first thing to do is analyse the scalp, and 100%. Then you can apply the treatments.
And then we can actually, I suppose, suggest then, like, it's kind of like a tailored thing to per person, of the home care that a person actually needs is kind of how we do it. There's no point in us suggesting 10,000 things and you having a complete dresser at home full of them and you're not using any of them and you're not finding the results, because that product just mightn't suit you. It might need something else, you know.
Lister says, Emma, I have very bad dandruff on my scalp. Can't seem to get rid of it. Is there anything Emma would recommend?
Yeah, so there's two things there. So it's either, I suppose majority of people think it's just dandruff, but it actually can also mean a dry scalp, which is actually giving you that look of dandruff. So there's two things. So it's either a dry scalp or it's a scalp with dandruff. So there again, that's where that has to be assessed. And that would be given a particular shampoo for that as well. It might need a couple of treatments. It could be just mean that there's a buildup of product happening on the hair, you know, so there's loads of different things. So these kind of questions and me giving answers sound very vague, but it's just because it's so, I suppose it's so broad because everyone is so different. It's very hard to say what is, because you can have a shampoo that has an exfoliator slightly built into it, which will actually just remove all the dandruff. But then if it's a dry scalp, it means there's a sensitivity there, and that's what we need to figure out. Plus, as well as that, it might mean that the product is too heavy for the client's hair, and that means then that they're just getting this build-up of product which actually might look like dandruff, but it isn't dandruff.
A listener is wondering about, says, I have long, thick, frizzy hair. Is there anything I could put on my hair to make it less frizzy when I blow dry it?
Yeah, so we were talking there about the Colour Wow brand, and we were talking about three products. There is one product in that as well. It's known as the Dream Coat. So it has the standard Dream Coat, and then it has the extra strength. Unbelievable for blow dries. So the way it works is that you would shampoo and condition your hair, you would section the hair off, you spray it into the hair, and this actually lasts up to three shampoos. So when I say up to three shampoos, it means if you put it on today, you wash your hair again tomorrow, the day after, it doesn't need to be applied every day that you wash it. You only apply it every third time. This also has to be heat activated into the hair, so it has to be blow dried in. But it's a game changer on people's hair, especially when they have that kind of uncontrollable frizz that they want that smoother look with a blow dry.
Okay. A lady, oh yeah, itchy scalp. Yes, lady with very dry hair and itchy scalp, which is sore, is looking for a recommendation of a shampoo and conditioner. A lot of those comments, yeah, a lot of the same questions today.
Do you know what though? It's actually quite frightening, the amount of people that have scalp issues. We see it endlessly all the time. And I suppose it's only that it's now being spoke about a lot more. There's more ranges of it coming out of products, that there's an opening there in a sense that, how do I say it? Like, trying to get people sorted. And the thing is, like, we see all these things on telly being advertised, we see all these things in shop, but we could be picking them up, but we mightn't be using the right things. So that's where then sensitivities can create. It depends if the client is even having their hair coloured. Is there a scalp protector being put into their colour to protect their scalps during colouring? You know, so there's all different things, as well as sensitivities through the body, you know, so that could be all coming from that.
This is interesting. A listener says, I don't know whether this is a man or a woman, but this person wants to know, is very self-conscious about their hair, which is thinning in the crown area, and they want to know your view on hair toppers.
Yeah, so I've actually done... I did train in that a couple of years ago, and they have been game changers for people.
What is a hair topper?
So basically, there's different types. So we can call them like parting, tea partings for all the world, but you can actually get them. So you can actually get them with clips on them, or you can actually, there's a tape that you can apply it onto the scalp for it. So they're a type of... I won't say a wig. They are a wig, I suppose, really, but you can wash them and dry them the same as it's your own, and you're just going back replacing them every couple of months, every couple of weeks for the tape or the, just to have removed, you know, have a look at the scalp, how the scalp is. And it just gives it that person, that confidence. But definitely look out for salons that are doing them. There is a few in Kerry that offer this service, and they are game changers for them.
Now, we have a 31-year-old male in touch with us. His problem is he has scabs on his scalp and he's looking for a solution.
So that could be coming for a sensitivity. So it depends on how the scalps have actually happened. So it could be, you know, when you have a sensitivity, that you get an itch or your head feels very warm, that it could be you get an itch on it. And from itching, you can create these abrasions on the scalp. So it would have to depend on what it is and, like, knowing to suggest what it is. I have seen that in males before, and it would come down to, like, just having that sensitivity. And, you know, there was a bit of male pattern baldness happening, but we were actually able to kind of bring back the few ribs of hair as well that were kind of starting to shed away due to the fact that there was that dryness on the scalp. So the dry scalp is a sensitivity that we would actually have to sort first for it to actually take down that that issue, and that the scabs would clear. But that's something I'd visually need to see myself cleared, to be honest.
This next one is very interesting. A person, again, now we don't know whether this is a male or a female.
Yeah.
I suspect a female. She says she has a parting in her hair at the back of her head. It just parts naturally. And she's wondering, is there a way to train it so it will stop parting?
So, yeah, so that normally leads to, like... a double crown, you know, and you'd see a lot of it. So there really isn't much training in it. What it's about is how you blow dry it. So even for a fringe, you know, if someone has a cow's lick in the front, so this is how I'll describe it because it's the same for the back. But if your fringe is sitting to the left of your face, you would always blow dry it to the right. So what you're doing is actually you're stretching the root. So you're actually stretching it in a way that when it falls back, it will actually sit in the place where you want it to sit. So that is definitely, if they had a paddle brush or like a vent brush for blow drying, that they would stretch the hair over from one side to the other and then blow dry it downwards. That would help actually close in that gap.
Okay, very good. Lister says, my mother is 96 and has bad problems with her scalp. She's been told it's seborrheic. Am I saying that word as seborrheic dermatitis, but nothing I have used works for her. She's had steroid treatments but still no improvement. It just makes her scalp extremely red and sore looking. Can you do anything for her?
Yeah, so we've actually had that issue earlier there in another question. Sometimes when you're talking about the steroid treatments, what happens there with steroid treatments is the fact that they deal with what the problem is on the surface. It's not that it's been dealt with underneath. So where the thing is, we need to feed the underneath instead of the surface. So that straight away, that's something with sensitivity. So it would be a sensitive shampoo that I would be recommending straight away, just to bring that sensitivity down, just for, I suppose, to make that lady feel a bit more comfortable than the scalp actually hurting her. And then I would go from there and then see how that is actually starting to react. You know, is it calming it down? Is the irritation starting to go as well? And then we can suggest like cooling serums and stuff that can be applied daily as well to soften that out.
A female in her late 60s, she said she got her scalp burnt last summer from a hair colour. Can anything be done to help with it? So if she got burnt last summer and it's still bothering her in February,
it's
bad burning.
Well, that and a sensitivity has now been formed on the scalp. So I suppose with that one, it's definitely looking out for scalp protectors being put into the hair colour before it's applied on the scalp. You can actually also apply these scalp protectors onto the scalp raw as well before you'd even apply the colour. But there's also a product that I would use, and I highly use it when I'm working, is a thing called a scalp and fibre restorer. So what this is anyone that would have any sort of sensitivities, we would apply this on after shampooing the hair. And before our conditioner. And what we do is we gently massage this onto the scalp, but it has a menthol built into it. And the whole idea of this is that our bodies are 4.5 to 5.5 on a pH value. When we colour our hair, and if it's permanent colour, we are heading into a real high alkaline state. And that can create a sensitivity for someone that would never have any sensitivities. And it can happen overnight. It doesn't matter how many colours you've ever had. But what we do is we apply this on to anyone that we know would have any slight sensitivity, and it drops the pH value back down. So it actually cools the scalp. So it takes any itch away. It takes any sensitivity away after colour, and it just makes the whole environment more comfortable for the client. Now, for this lady, it's something I'd need to see as well visually, like of, you know, how burnt it is, or is it just a real high sensitivity on the head? You know, so there's lots of things that you can look at and how you could prepare the scalp, you know, before colour, if this client was still wanting to have colour done.
Emma, we're gone over time, and the photo or the questions are still flowing in for you. So it just goes to show that people have definitely missed your regular slot on the programme. One person was wondering if you'd repeat the name of the product that you mentioned for, let me see now, what was that? Yeah, it was one of
With the hyaluronic acid, is it?
No, I don't think it was that. Sorry, I had that opened in front of me now and I can't see it. Bear with me one second now. Actually, while I'm looking for that question, you might just tell people, because a lot of people are asking, are you back where you were opposite Radio Kerry? But you're not.
I'm not. I am just on the outskirts of Tralee. So I will call out a number that I can be contacted on now if anyone is looking to book in or reach out, or just search my name online and they'll be able to find a link for Fresha, it's called, and they can do online bookings through that as well. But the number is 085-873-7693.
And you might give us that again.
085-873-7693.
And we leave that with Mary on reception.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah.
In case anyone rings up and wants to hear it repeated. I found that question. It was a lady wanting you to repeat the product you mentioned from the Wow collection that you could use on colour fading hair.
Oh yeah, so we were talking about the Dream Filter. This was the one that you put on before you shampoo your hair just to remove any buildup of hard water or minerals, and that would just bring the shine back into the hair.
Okay, so it's called Colour Filter.
So no, it's Colour Wow is the brand and the name of the product is Dream Filter.
Dream Filter.
Yeah.
Colour Wow.
Yeah.
And I think you can actually buy that range of products in CH, but you probably sell them as
well. Yeah, so I sell them. So anyone that's looking, I actually have an online shop now as well. So if anyone is looking for anything, if they're on social media, go onto my Instagram page or onto my Facebook, there is a link there that will take you to our bookings and it will actually take you to our online shop as well.
Super. Emma, great to have you back.
Yes, thank you, Deirdre.
We'll see you again in a few weeks. And how to contact Emma if you ring that number that she gave you there a second ago. And she'll be returning to chat more hair with us in a few weeks' time. We're going to take a break for now. We're going to be hearing from Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who was in Tralee earlier this morning. I had a chat with him and we'll bring you that after these.